WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The summer-long closure of all metro stations south of Reagan National Airport starts today. If you need to go between those stations, General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says you have options.
Metro has established five free shuttle bus routes, three express options, taking customers to the Pentagon from Franconia Springfield, Huntington, and Landmark Mall. I urge customers to take a close look at our shuttle maps and, again, plan their trip now.
If you'd rather avoid shuttle buses, Commuter Connections set up a Carpool Now app to help connect people looking to carpool. Metro stations south of Reagan National don't reopen until September 8th. Before hitting the beach in Ocean City yesterday, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan vetoed a number of bills.
Among the rejected bills was one that would have abolished the state's handgun permit review board. Proponents of the legislation say the board's political appointees were too liberal in granting appeals from individuals seeking handgun permits. Governor Hogan also vetoed a bill that would create a new process for regulating oyster harvest, saying that the bill would disrupt a balanced scheme that's currently in place in favor of a process dictated by environmentalists. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Missing persons stories often have tragic endings. Not this one. 35-year-old Amanda Eller from Mechanicsville, Maryland, was found with minor injuries between two waterfalls down a deep ravine in a creek bed in Hawaii yesterday. She'd been missing since May 8th. Her mother, Julia.
She has some a fracture on her leg, and she's got some things to contend with on her ankles.
The Find Amanda Facebook page says Amanda was found by a helicopter searching the area where she was last seen. President Donald Trump kicks off a state visit to Japan today, talking about a trade imbalance between that country and the U.S.
I would say that Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years. But that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much. But we'll get it a little bit more fair, I think. I think we'll do that.
The president's also making a pitch to Japanese business leaders to invest more in the U.S. It's a historic graduation day at West Point.
The roughly 1,000 members of the class of 2019 at West Point includes 34 black women, an all-time high for the U.S. Military Academy, and 223 women overall in the class, the largest number since the first female cadet graduated in 1980. West Point boosted efforts to recruit women and African Americans after being told by the Army in 2013 to diversify. I'm Mike Moss.
You probably remember this Bud Light Super Bowl ad, but you won't be seeing it on TV anymore.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Miller Coors sued over the commercial. A judge issued a preliminary injunction telling Anheuser-Busch to stop using the words corn syrup in ads that compare Miller Lite and Coors Light unfavorably with Bud Light without giving more context in the ad. In sports, the Nats beat the Marlins 12-10. The Orioles fell to the Rockies 8-6. Up next, traffic and weather.
Mark Levin will be signing copies of his new book, Unfreedom of the Press, Saturday, June 1st at 10 a.m. at Barnes & Noble in Tyson's Corner. Join WMAL and get your copy of Unfreedom of the Press, signed by Mark. Plus, pick up your free Mark Levin bookmark from Cornerstone First Financial. Unfreedom of the Press is not just another book about the press. In it, Mark Levin shows how those entrusted with news and reporting today are destroying freedom of the press from within. For event details on the Mark Levin book signing, visit WMAL.com/events.
Retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still dealing with the accident activity in Virginia with two separate accidents on 95. Southbound between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard, still along the right side of the roadway. You'll need to stay to your left to get by. And northbound between 610 and Garrisonville, that's exit 143 and the 95 express lane entrance, there is still some accident activity in the left lane, so watch for delays there as well. No problems to report on 395 heading to the 14th Street Bridge, and so far the Capitol Beltway is moving well through Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, then a chance of thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 68, and tomorrow, partly sunny, then a chance of thunderstorms, a high near 91. Right now, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Listen, if you're back in the singles market, don't be distracted by all the online dating apps and algorithms. The truth is, finding a real connection in person works so much better. And that's what the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch do for you. Imagine having a dedicated recruiter for your dating life who guarantees you will go out on dates. Well, that's exactly what It's Just Lunch promises. First, they get to know you. Then they get you on real dates with other educated professionals in a fun and safe environment. Could be lunch, could be drinks after work. The point is, finding a real connection today requires professional, personal expertise. So take control of your dating life today. Call them at 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Three notes. That's all it took, and the woman knew the song, Taps, was playing. This was really happening. The casket of her husband, a military veteran, was being lowered in the ground. She doesn't know it yet, but thanks to the organization TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, she's eventually going to be okay. TAPS will connect her son to other kids who lost a military parent. TAPS staff will help him find scholarships when it's time for college. And though she can't fathom it now, one day she will be a volunteer with TAPS herself, giving hope to a young military wife who lost her husband to suicide, just like she did. I'm Jonathan Cotton. Suicide is a growing epidemic among military families, and that's why at the Goodfeet store, we are donating $25 to TAPS for every art support sold on Memorial Day. TAPS is an amazing organization that gives support to the families of the military fallen. Visit TAPS.org to find out more, and remember to show love to the military families in your life this Memorial Day.
Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sterling. Enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages to homes and retail locations. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at Amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update from Memorial Day weekend. We are joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and reporter on the scene when the president left the White House for Japan on Friday. John, good morning.
Good morning, and what a 24 hours I've had.
I can just imagine. The president spent about 13 minutes taking questions from reporters before boarding the chopper to head off to Andrews to head off to Japan. And your take on his demeanor, the questions he was asked, the intensity of the reporters' questions?
His demeanor was excellent. This is someone who thinks the worst is behind him, and he's walking tall right now. He had his exchange with Nancy Pelosi, and one has seen this in the past in Washington. Bill Clinton and Speaker Newt Gingrich got into hissy fights, as did Schuyler Colfax and President Andrew Johnson in the 1860s. I was not there, of course, to cover it, but I understand it was pretty bad. The president repeated his charges against Nancy Pelosi, and of course he dealt with questions about the doctored film of her that was seen and sent out to many news outlets. He also talked about the Mueller report, the economy, two of his favorite subjects, and said how he will present himself to the new Emperor of Japan when he arrives. And, of course, he'll see his good friend, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Questions were spirited. Shouts were coming out like shrapnel. But the president remained pretty cool.
So he's off to Japan. What's the mission?
Well, the mission, ostensibly, is to honor the new Emperor of Japan. And the old emperor just abdicated, and his son is now coming in to the throne in Tokyo. The president will pay a courtesy call on the new emperor. And, of course, he always likes to see Shinzo Abe, someone who's been likened to Donald Trump in terms of his style and his agenda, and he counts him as a major ally in the Pacific. Beyond that, I think it's a trip the president just needs to make, as American presidents should go, to see our leading ally in the Pacific, Japan.
So let's turn to Great Britain, Brexit, and Theresa May's exit now announced for June 7th. She made that announcement Friday morning. What do we expect to see next in Great Britain in terms of leadership and how that leadership relates to the United States?
The least surprising development was the resignation of Theresa May as she got into the weeds on getting her version of Brexit with strings attached before the House of Commons and then finally passed. The British Prime Minister made it clear she would resign. Many people believe that she was a remainer in the 2016 plebiscite on the EU and did not believe for a minute that she should be in the forefront of leadership of enactment of Brexit. Well, they finally got their wish. She's going and getting out of town fast. My own feeling on this is that the next leader of the Conservative Party and next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom will be someone who is a committed Brexiteer who wants to see Britain out before the October 31st deadline that Mrs. May hammered out in Brussels. And if he can get away with it and get a vote, get out with no deal at all and no strings attached. Who will that be? Boris Johnson is the leading candidate. The former London mayor and foreign secretary has the most votes among members of parliament. And if it goes to a primary-style election in which all registered conservatives can vote, the man known as Bojo will win over five or six opponents. We'll see how this develops. It'll be pretty exciting to watch.
And if he wins, what does that mean for a relationship with President Trump?
Well, it's an upgrade. Quite frankly, the president and Mr. Johnson are a mutual admiration society. When President Trump was at his helicopter with another one of his mini press conferences, he was asked about Theresa May leaving. He expressed his fondness for the current British Prime Minister, but also said Boris Johnson is a very good friend of mine.
John, a primary and a congressional election this past week. Very little attention paid to them in the media because two Trump supporters were victorious.
Exactly. In Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania to be exact, Fred Keller, state representative and loyal Trumpeteer, won the seat, resigned by former Congressman Tom Marino, with 69% of the vote. Now you say, big deal, because this district went solidly for Donald Trump by 2-1, in fact, and reelected Congressman Marino with nearly 70% of the vote. If that margin had been, say, 5 points less, the liberal media would have pounced on it and said this was surely a sign that the president couldn't carry Pennsylvania again. Mr. Keller, a Trump loyalist, simply won by a landslide margin. He got the bases energized. Conservatives know him as a strong fiscal and social conservative and a self-made man who never went to college. My guess is that there are some in the media who just didn't want to report that Trump-backed candidates can win with ease in different parts of the country.
Well, it was a primary in Kentucky, Governor Matt Bevin winning that primary, but he's carrying some baggage.
Well, he certainly is. I've interviewed Governor Bevin before. He's a reserve lieutenant colonel. He's president of a family-owned manufacturing company, a father of eight children, all around good guy if you meet him. I don't live in Kentucky, and had I lived there, I might have another opinion. Like someone else we know, he loves to start fights, and he never lets go of things. He's insulted teachers' unions. He's insulted women in declaring his strong pro-life views. And he has made it clear he stands for the right to keep and bear arms. Marches in other states and explosions notwithstanding. Now, polls show him trailing the Democratic nominee, State Attorney General Andy Beshear, son of a former governor. I think that will change because while Mr. Beshear ran as a moderate in the mold of his father, he nonetheless accepted the endorsement of Planned Parenthood on the eve of the primary. And as Al Cross, the former Louisville Courier Journal political reporter, told me, that's a no-no here in Kentucky.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Hope you have a break this weekend and enjoy your Memorial Day holiday.
I certainly will be enjoying it, and I'll also be saying thanks to those who wore the uniform and who put back the lights when people who were evil around the world turned them off. And I'll think of two people who lived and lived up to that image and that goal. George H.W. Bush and my father, Marine Sergeant Al Gizzi, whom we both lost that year, but whom in my heart will never be forgotten.
Eloquently stated, John Gizzi. 7:17 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson. We've got Tony Schaefer lined up about 7:35. KT McFarland will join us after that. So we've got a lot to cover between now and 8 right now. Check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the earlier accident northbound 95 at Garrisonville has been cleared. Travel lanes are open, but there is still the accident activity southbound on 95 between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard. It's blocking the two right lanes. Watch for delays to form around Woodbridge. Now, elsewhere in Virginia, no issues to report traveling on 395 or 66. In Maryland, Beltway still looking good all the way around. Keep in mind in Arlington that Glebe Road is closed between Arlington Boulevard and 2nd Street with emergency utility repairs. Now from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is warming up for the Memorial Day weekend, and we'll have cloudy skies today. We'll be up to 82, but tomorrow, look out. High temperatures expected around 90 tomorrow. And while we're at it, tomorrow we might get a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or so. We'll be cloudy on Monday with a highs in the upper 80s, and we'll be up around 95 by Tuesday. Right now in Washington, 66. We're headed to 82 this afternoon. 7:18 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for being with us the Saturday morning update. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's great to have you along spending part of your holiday with us. And we are very happy to have Cheryl Atkinson join us. She is the host of Full Measure. That's on ABC7 tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. She's also authored the New York Times best-selling book, Stonewalled and the Smear. And Cheryl, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
As a New York Times bestseller, I thought it might be interesting to talk about Jim Acosta's upcoming book. It is scheduled for release on June 11th. It's entitled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. The book is billed by HarperCollins as, quote, an explosive firsthand account of the dangers Acosta faces reporting on the current White House while fighting on the front lines in President Trump's war on truth.
Yeah, you know, I was hearing liberal and conservative sort of analysts comment that now that he's writing a book that's coming out, I guess, in June, that he shouldn't be covering the White House as a neutral reporter. But based on the timing of how books usually work, that was written some time ago. You know, there's usually maybe 6 months plus lead time before a book is published. So I guess he was writing that book amid all the controversy when he was shouting the questions at the president or refusing to give up the mic or having the mic being wrestled away from him, however you want to look at that.
Well, the interesting thing is he is supposedly a journalist, supposedly covering the White House as a reporter. And from what it sounds like in the book, he's certainly taking a stand and sounding more like a pundit than a reporter.
And it sounds like, just based on the way they're billing it so far, not really an analytical stand, which in of itself would maybe raise a few questions about whether you should be their regular White House reporter if that's the case. But it sounds like he's taken a pretty harsh stance as portraying himself as a victim of some unprecedented crackdown on the press by this president. So, yeah, I think that does raise some questions, and I guess we'll leave it to CNN and others to determine, you know, how they handle that in terms of whether he continues on as White House reporter. But again, looking back, he has been acting as White House reporter for CNN, apparently while this book was being written for some months. So that's kind of water under the bridge in some respects. It's not like he's starting to write the book now, most likely.
Well, speaking of books, do you have something in the offing?
I do. So I consider it sort of a continuation of the first two. It's called The Narrative. It's going to be a long time, so don't bother to try to pre-order it. I'll let you know when all that's going to happen. But I'm looking at how the news has changed so much. Yes, we all know that. But the mechanics behind the notion that these storylines or narratives or talking points are so closely followed by so much of the national media, even if you're talking about whether liberal or conservative, they're still on the same page in terms of the few stories they decide to cover or in terms of the pundits they listen to. It's the same kind of small cast of characters. I don't see that it's changed a lot politically, by the way, from 2016. You don't see people that said, well, we were so wrong in 2016, let's hire some new analysts, or let's put some fresh blood on here, or let's find people who were right maybe in 2016 and give them some time. It looks so far pretty much the same as the election after which we said we were going to change everything because we understood how wrong we were in the way that we had covered things. So it will look at a lot about that process and how all of that takes place behind the scenes within news divisions.
Well, that narrative this week is now it's the cover-up that Nancy Pelosi is talking about. When she launched the cover-up comment prior to going over to the White House, obviously that started a firestorm with the president. But again, it's the narrative that they want to continue about the Mueller report continuing on into 2020.
Right. There's been a decision made to do that, and you will see the press, including, again, both sides pick up, whether they mean to or not, on the same language, the narrative, if you will. They'll talk about the cover-up, whether or not one occurred, but they'll talk about it in the same terms. And I think when we hear those words over and over again and those phrases and the same few discussions taking place on national news, it's our job, at least it would behoove us, to say, who wants us to focus on this topic? Who wants us to hear this language over and over, and why? And what could be the truth that they're either deflecting us from or maybe presenting a little bit out of context? That's where I think you often find the real information, not what is sort of being spoon-fed to us through these talking points and narratives on the news.
Let me give you an example from this past Tuesday. There was an election in Pennsylvania for a vacant seat, and the Republican trounced the Democrat. It was Fred Keller winning 68% of the vote, while Mac Friedenberg won 31% of the vote. I looked at Google News the next day. There was no mention of that election. What they were talking about was a tighter one in Kentucky, where Trump-backed Kentucky governor narrowly survives primary. He still won. He still won, and they didn't mention Fred Keller, the Republican, trouncing a Democrat in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district. And Pennsylvania is a hotly contested state for 2020.
And do you know, I did not even know that. So it's not that I'm covering everything minute by minute, but I certainly didn't know about the outcome of the one election you said you had hard to find. I wrote a letter to the editor in high school talking about fairness that I noticed at our local paper. And I use this example, which you just reminded me of. Whenever the favored high school in the area won, even if it was just by a point, I argued that they would have headlines that said that that school trounced our school, even if it was by a point. But if we, like, obliterated the other side because we were not the favorite school, they would just say, we squeaked by. And it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? That there's different terms you can use, and maybe the spirit, the letter of it may be kind of true, but certainly not the spirit of the presentation of it, or, if you will, the narrative.
I want to turn to a story that you have on Full Measure tomorrow morning, because it is so important. It's about human trafficking, and this is one of those stories that I wish the general media would cover a lot more in detail than all of the, you know, back and forth in Washington between Republicans and Democrats.
Well, I don't know if this sounds funny or strange, but for a long time when I heard human trafficking, I didn't quite understand what it was talking about. And it means many different things. But I'll just be very simple in this context and say human trafficking is our American girls in middle school now being lured and tricked in some instances by MS-13 gangs from Central America, these members that come and mix into our high schools. They wear ties to school sometimes. They look like real nice guys. And they lure and trick these girls into running away with them, coming out with them, maybe using drugs. They introduce them to first to marijuana. This is all from the experts who study this that you'll see us with on Sunday. And then they sell these girls into sex slavery right here in America. Sometimes they transport them to Mexico. So you'll see us go along on some rescue missions with former Navy SEALs and special ops guys and police who have made it their volunteer work because the cops don't have time to track down these girls that are often listed as runaways. So these special guys, they go and find these girls and rescue them, and almost all of them go straight into rehab. But it's fascinating. They say it's a problem in most cities and towns across the country now that this exists.
That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock on Full Measure. Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing part of your Memorial Day weekend with us.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
And you too. 727 Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland in the next half hour.
We've all had someone in our lives that suffered with depression. It can be painful, whether it's you or someone you love. Sometimes medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. That's why Greenbrook TMS, the nation's leading TMS therapy provider, gives patients a life-changing, safe, and effective treatment for depression that allows you to go right back to your daily activities, covered by most insurance. To schedule a free consultation for you or a loved one, visit greenbrooktms.com. Greenbrook TMS, we're here to help.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
Once we get our clients' income and retirement figured out and solved, then we believe they can invest the rest for whatever else they want to accomplish. Extra spending, extra travel, vacations, gifting to the grandkids and churches and schools and whatever else they want to do. But let's make sure your income and retirement is figured out.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me talking about the incredible weight loss and health benefits I enjoy thanks to EMP Winity Weight Loss. The program combines the nutritious foods you need with the caring, focused, one-on-one counseling of your own professional nutrition and weight loss coach. I gotta say, my coach, Chris Ann, really has my back. What EMP Winity does for me, it can do for you. And honestly, with the pools and beaches about to become part of your life, there's no better time to lose that extra weight, regain health and vigor, and look awesome in your bathing suit. EMP Winity just announced their spring into summer event. You can schedule a free consultation at one of the five area EMP Winity weight loss centers. And if you sign up for a minimum 6-week program, you'll get a week free. And that's not bad, since you can safely lose several pounds a week with EMP 180, even in your first week. EMP 180, healthy weight loss that really works. Visit emp180.com to set up your first consultation, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
Do you know what a realtor is actually supposed to do for you? I'm Eric Stewart of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and as a realtor with over 30 years of experience and over 3,000 transactions, my team has created a tried and true method of working with our clients to sell their homes fast and for top dollar. And we want to give it to you for free. Call us to learn more about our market-ready guide and how to prep your home for sale with a knowledgeable realtor. It's 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Traveling to and from Reagan National Airport from Fairfax County in Alexandria just got more difficult. Starting today, all of Metro's Blue and Yellow Line stations south of Reagan National are closed for the summer. You can take free shuttle buses or VRE, but if you'd rather be in a car, Commuter Connections recommends you carpool. And Nicholas Ramfos says it's easy with the Carpool Now app.
We also have real-time ride matching through our Carpool Now app, and folks could just download that. We're also providing a driver incentive to drivers that use that app, up to $10 a trip.
The closures stay in place until September 8th. Washingtonians have heard the sound of motorcycles riding through D.C. on Memorial Day weekend for more than 30 years. But tomorrow, Rolling Thunder roars through the city for the last time because security costs at the Pentagon have become too high, according to Executive Director Artie Muller. While some have criticized the decision to discontinue the massive demonstration in D.C., Muller says,
people saying that we're giving up, we're not giving up because we're not going to do it in D.C. no more.
He says the group's 90 chapters throughout the country will continue to raise awareness about POWs and those missing in action by having annual rides in their city's Memorial Day weekend. One of the memorials Rolling Thunder riders will be passing tomorrow is the World War II Memorial. The National Park Service is assessing a series of cracks in the memorial.
The Park Service said in a statement that the World War II Memorial has a large crack on the Atlantic Arch and a smaller crack on the District of Columbia Column. The Park Service says the memorial is structurally sound and safe for tourists to visit this Memorial Day weekend.
Correspondent Bill Michaels. In sports, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather.
Congratulations to Greg Smith, Simon Hamilton, and Chris Aim. They've done it again. Forbes has named them to their Best in State Wealth Advisors list. You can hear their insights and advice every Sunday morning on the Wise Investor Show from 9 to 10 a.m. on WMAL Radio. Now, Forbes and Barron's have both put their trust in the Wise Investor Group by naming their advisors among the very best. You should, too. So be a Wise Investor. Stay connected and stay informed. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, you will still find some accident activity traveling on southbound 95 between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard along the two right lanes. However, the earlier accident northbound 95 in Garrisonville completely cleared away. Keep in mind that in Arlington, Glebe Road is closed in both directions between Arlington Boulevard and 2nd Street North, and that because of emergency utility repairs. And on the GW Parkway northbound between Turkey Run and the Beltway, right lane is closed with the sinkhole repair work, but so far not seeing any delays on the parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 80s, right now 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Mattress Warehouse now carries Nectar mattresses, so now you can try it before you buy it. Visit a store near you to test out the Nectar mattress and take $125 off, plus two free Nectar pillows, only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit sleephappens.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
7:35 Saturday morning update to Memorial Day weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it is great to have you with us.
Hey, good to be on with you, Rick, as always. Thanks for having me.
Also the author of an opinion piece at USA Today, and this was published late this week. And a great piece, Tony. It came out on May 23rd. The headline, Why a War with Iran is Unlikely. Donald Trump calls the shots, and he doesn't want one. That's the headline. And, Tony, you know, everybody in the media and on the Democratic side amped up with fears that John Bolton is going to push the president into a war with Iran and that we're provoking a war with Iran. So give us a reality check.
Well, I think the reality is the president has been, first off, better than I think any other president I'm aware of, living up to his promises from the campaign. And one of those was to not get us into war. And he's been working his very best to do everything he can to make sure that his America First policies of protecting the American people and our interests are front and center in the policy, but at the same time not looking for what George Washington called foreign entanglements. And, you know, this, and I point out in that piece that the issues that he's dealing with and our lack of clarity in dealing with Iran goes back to the Carter White House. Jimmy Carter made horrendous mistakes in foreign policy and allowing, first off, that nation, Iran, to become essentially a hotbed of radical Islam, and then essentially every administration after that doing nothing to resolve it. And even the Obama administration, I argue in the piece, did more than others to actually pour fuel on the radical Islamic fire of the mullahs in Iran. So, you know, he's been handed this situation. And at the same time he's dealing with it, he's not looking to have us get into a shooting war with anyone. So I just try to put factually historic elements into the article, which outline both the history and prior failures of what he now has to deal with. And while it's, you know, while life is unfair, he has to deal with it. I don't see how anybody I've spoken to who is advising him on this he himself wants to put us into the position where we're at war with Iran.
You know, the media has cast this in a way that is creating fear. They always talk about the Republicans and fear-mongering, but
right.
Clearly the media is stoking the fire here. And you make some comments in the article about the media's relationship with the president and how they present him.
Well, the bottom line on the media is always is if there's a way of taking happy or glad and turning it into sad or bad, that's what they do. And in this case, the media has been all over, I think, trying everything they can, and you may take this the wrong way, I hope not, yellow journalism. This is a form of yellow journalism where they take something that's said publicly and they look at the evidence of action, and yet they're going to postulate something which is not in play. And in this case, there's evidence, Rick, that the Saudis were victimized by Iranian bad acts. We suspect that they did some attacks on Saudi ships. There's no doubt the Iranians are doing things in Yemen. We know that they're doing things with Hamas, and they're doing things to upend our allies in Iran and with the Israelis. So all these things are apparent, and yet the answer the media comes to is that we're not just standing up to the Iran on these issues and showing that we will not accept this. We want to go to war. And so it's like they want to skip five steps ahead. And would we go to war with Iran? It's very possible if the Iranians want that, if they continue to do things to be that level of that. But right now, to the point of you and others that we've talked about, the Iranians are actually suffering badly from the sanctions. Their economy is tanking and some of the things we're already doing. So if our sanctions are working and other things are working, why would we want to go to war? There's absolutely no logical reason. So my point is that the media does not follow logic. They essentially pick up some sort of a narrative that they like and they run with it. In this case, they've been trying to misportray President Trump's interest in going to war.
Well, the president, as you point out in the article, has been critical of unnecessary military interventions. He's very critical of the Iraq war. I can't see him wanting to rush into a conflict.
Precisely, and that's my point. Is that these people have taken his clear focus, his prior history, his resolve to do certain things, and trying to go the opposite way. And what I find interesting, Rick, as you know, is that the mainstream media, they all pick it up and they run with it. It's like a whole herd of kind of mindless buffalo running over the horizon with this idea. So I think it's sad. I think it goes against what the president's trying to do. And that's why I wrote the piece, just simply trying to set the record straight, both on the history, what the reality is, and how badly the American people are being misled by the way the mainstream media is reporting on this. I don't honestly see a war with Iran. I think what we're doing right now is effective and reinforcing our posture essentially by showing that we have the military will to do something simply is that. We're trying to show that we have the military will and it is on the table, but hopefully, and I don't believe it will be necessary.
And again, that is Tony Schaefer's article in USA Today, published on May 23rd, Why a War with Iran is Unlikely. Donald Trump calls the shots, and he doesn't want one. He called another shot this week, and that is to declassify a lot of information in the lead-up to the Russia investigation. Now, Tony Schaefer, as many of you may know, is a retired senior intelligence operation officer. Are you troubled by the release of these documents, as troubled as so many of the critics?
Yeah, I've seen this is another left-wing narrative. Look, I've gone back. I've looked at Adam Schiff. Congressman Schiff went back in 2013, was calling for full release. He was trying to do legislation calling for full release of FISA court proceedings. 2013, Adam Schiff, the same one right now who is now appalled by the idea of declassification. No, Rick, this is, again, the complete diminution of correct and appropriate oversight. People who normally have called for greater transparency now are frightened by the transparency because they know what's coming. And what we cannot allow this kind of back and forth by the left. The whole idea is all Americans, and my libertarian friends especially, have always been for greater transparency. And the FISA court is kind of a big black box. Nobody knows how it actually works. We've learned a great deal about it. And what we've learned so far is kind of frightening. And we've seen now that certain members of past administrations learned how to manipulate it for its own political purpose. So those two points alone cannot be left unscrutinized or fixed. So what the president's done is given the Attorney General great authority, the Attorney General Barr, to go through and make determinations of what to declassify. And I think that's the issue. We're going to come to find there's actual audio from a lot of these operations, and a lot of that audio is going to have been Brady information, exculpatory information, which will indicate that there should have been nobody scrutinized by the FBI or anyone else under the Foreign Counterintelligence Statute. So I think that's what they're worried about.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And what do you make of the finger pointing between some of the senior leadership, Brennan versus Clapper versus Comey?
Well, you know, when you've got people of bad intent and who now don't want to be accountable for their own actions, I think you're going to see more of this. Let's be honest here, Rick. If this was an honest operation, set of operations, on 20 January of 2017, these guys would have walked in and said, Mr. President, we had run this operation. We thought you guys were compromised, and laid it all out. We would not be here today. There would have been essentially probably some level of concern and media on it, but it would have been clearly, you know, something that was dealt with in the beginning. That's not what happened. These people have tried to hide their actions every step of the way because of their own guilty conscience. And then I think now you're going to see everybody trying to point the finger at the other because they all were in on it. It was all political. It was all designed to either undermine candidate Trump or then try to upset the cart of apples to lead to the impeachment of President Trump. And they know it. And I think that the game is up, and now you're going to see these guys trying to get at each other.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, again, check out his opinion piece in USA Today. Came out on the 23rd. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:45 Saturday morning update, WMAO. We'll talk with KT McFarland coming up next. First, Michelle Murray's in the WMAO Traffic Center.
The trouble spot this morning continues to be in Virginia on 95 southbound between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard. An accident is still taking away the two right lanes, and this has traffic jammed from Route 1 in Woodbridge. Now, all earlier accident activity northbound 95 in Garrisonville completely cleared away. But on eastbound 66, just west of 234, the exit for Manassas, exit 47, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane and the center lane, so use caution there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today, a high of 82. We have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. Otherwise, cloudy with a high of 90. Clouds on Monday, high 84. Some thunderstorms possible Tuesday to 91. Cloudy Wednesday up to 95. 67 right now, going up to 82, 746.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're planning to sell your home, the next step is to call my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. Putting the most money in your pocket is the number one reason why you should call. Don't risk losing your equity. The Reynolds team guarantees to sell your home at 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That's huge. The Reynolds team sells their homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money on average. That's an extra $30,000. Their results are staggering, selling a home every 5 hours. They're ranked by the Wall Street Journal as number one in the D.C. metro. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Reynolds team and ask them to show you their list of over 8,000 pre-screened ready buyers and then start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The Big Screen Store's Cash Back Memorial Day event. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store's Cash Back Memorial Day event. Get 15% cash back on Samsung's most popular TVs only at the Big Screen Store.
Whoa!
That's up to $900 in savings. The Big Screen Store.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Saturday morning update, Memorial Day weekend. We are joined by KT McFarland. And KT, it is wonderful to have you with us this weekend.
A pleasure.
All right. The Prime Minister in Great Britain, Theresa May, announcing her resignation.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
She's been forced out in the wake of Brexit. And help us to understand. I mean, we all hear about Brexit, and we know it involves the EU and trade. But help us to understand sort of the origins and what is causing the current controversy now. I mean, this vote is years old.
Yeah, okay, so here's the backstory. 2 years ago, Great Britain had a national referendum and voted to leave the European Union. And they called it Brexit, British exit. So Brexit. So for 2 years, the Brits and the European Union officials, they've been negotiating, how are we going to do it, would you do it? But the European Union doesn't want to give Brits an easy way out because they want to make it hard for them to leave the European Union. They're afraid everybody else will want to leave. So they want to, so they've given them a really hard time. So there's been no deal. For 2 years, they've been squabbling, no deal anybody will accept. It might just have to be a hard Brexit. And now that means that the Brits would leave the European Union with no agreement and no idea what happens next on borders, on trade, on travel. So as a result of that, the doomsayers, the British elites, they're saying, oh, that would be a disaster for Britain, even though the common man in the British public supports Brexit. And it, frankly, Rick, it's not a lot unlike the debate that we're having in the U.S. now between the Washington establishment, who wants to take the country in one direction, and the grassroots around the country that have supported Trump and supported other policies.
So you have the quote-unquote intellectuals and the media fueling a fire there as well as here.
Yeah, exactly. And you also have traditional Tories who are against leaving the European Union, too. Just like in the United States, you have establishment Republicans who don't like what Trump's doing with China, et cetera. Anyway, I think what this is a huge opportunity for the United States, for Britain, and everybody, because, you know, as you just pointed out, the British Prime Minister is going to resign effective in 10 days. And there's a good chance the pro-Brexit politician, Boris Johnson, he's the most talented, most charismatic politician in Britain. He's very pro-American, and he could probably be the new Prime Minister. And incidentally, he and Trump are both pretty close. I mean, I was there when Boris Johnson visited Trump at Trump Tower during the transition. So if what happens is that Britain leaves, I think that Trump ought to do the following. I think within 5 minutes of Boris Johnson or whoever becomes the new prime minister, get him on the phone and say, if you have a hard Brexit, you don't have a plan going forward, we, the United States, want to have a trade agreement, a U.S.-UK trade deal. And then I'm sending, you know, my negotiators on the plane right now to London. And then within 2 weeks announce that there at least are the rough outlines of a plan. And the worry for the elites is that, well, if Britain does a hard Brexit, what comes next? They don't know. They don't like the unknown. But if the United States and Britain announce that they are on the verge of a trade agreement, then the European Union is going to come knocking on everybody's door saying, we want in on this too, because the European Union countries, their economies have been pretty flatlined, including the German economy, which isn't growing. The British economy is the most important and most robust economy of all of the major European countries. So a U.S. strong economy and a U.K. strong economy are in a very dominant position. I think then what happens is the European countries come along, and then if everybody stays calm, then we can all approach China together as a united front, because the Europeans, the Brits, the United States, we all have problems with the Chinese trade relationship right now. The Chinese have taken advantage of all the Western powers, and they're using, it's at our expense that they're advancing, and I think it would make a very powerful negotiation between the United States and China. It would get the deal done, and woo, whipso, you would all of a sudden have a U.S.-UK, a U.S.-UK European Union trade agreement, and then potentially an agreement with the Chinese. Now, it's all a long shot, and it counts on a domino effect, but Boris Johnson is an untraditional guy. He likes to do the unexpected. And guess who else likes to do the unexpected?
Sounds familiar.
Donald Trump. I think it's something that could happen, and it would change the world.
You make an interesting point, and that is the flatlining of the European economies in general. We see China has economic problems.
Right.
The reports are that Iran is strapped for cash. North Korea has financial issues. We have a very strong economy, and, you know, the president, is, as much as people don't want to credit him for it, and Joe Biden still says Obama did it, you know, the president has really strengthened our economy. And another note is that the media and the Democrats would have us feel as though President Trump has torched our relationships with all of our allies. And what's ironic is you see him in Japan with a close ally and a close relationship with Abe. You mentioned the close relationship with Boris Johnson on the assumption he gets in the UK. Where do we really stand with our allies when we have such a strong economy and the media would have us think so much differently?
You know, I've spent the last 2 years really looking at this topic, and I'll have a book out on it in the fall, among other things. And what happened in the United States is after the end of World War II, all of our allies in Europe and our adversaries, Germany, Japan, they were all on their knees. Their economies were devastated. Their cities were bombed. And the United States was very generous with the Marshall Plan, and we gave them favorable security and trade agreements at our expense. But we did it so that they would rebuild and they would be loyal allies and they would be strong economies and they would all stand with us against communism, and it has worked successfully, so successfully that those countries have now thrived. But guess what? We still have the same deal in place that we had 70 years ago. So what Trump is saying with America First is, let's renegotiate that deal. Things have changed. Germany's no longer a ravished economy. Japan is no longer in ruins. Britain is no longer in ruins. So let's renegotiate everything so that instead of having unfavorable, lopsided trade agreements, we have reciprocal deals. Zero tariffs for you, zero tariffs for us. Access for you, access for us. And that's the whole approach behind it. So it's not trashing and torching the alliances, it's recalibrating them. And that's the same that's behind his strategy in China. We have helped China, at our expense, we have helped China develop and modernize under the assumption that when they did it, they would be just like Japan and Korea and the European countries. They would end up being responsible stakeholders in the international order, and they've not done it. They don't want to give up their subsidies, and that's what this whole negotiation is about. Trump says the world has changed. Let's recognize that the agreements we made 70 years ago or 30 years ago no longer apply. We want to work in the world. We want to trade with the world. We are not isolationists. We just want a fair deal.
Wonderful insight from KT McFarland. And KT, as always, thank you very much for being with us. We will look forward to your book, and you will keep us posted on that. And I want you and your family to have a lovely Memorial Day weekend.
Well, thank you, and the same to you and all of those wonderful fans listening to you every Saturday morning.
Listening to us every Saturday morning. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it. 7:58, Saturday morning update.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
How do you think the stock market will finish this year? Well, over the past 10 years, we've seen immense growth and volatility. A good question to ask, is your investment plan ready for any market changes? Vince here on behalf of Graham Capital Wealth Management. Now is the time to get fiduciary advice you can count on. Need help? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com. Graham Capital Wealth Management is a registered investment advisory located on K Street, downtown, just blocks from the Capitol.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing REX. REX sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With REX, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. REX uses advanced digital digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost-savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange, Incorporated.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Again, it is the last Rolling Thunder. If you have a chance to get down, if you've never seen it, it is just a must that you experience Rolling Thunder. And it's Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy yours. And obviously, remember what Memorial Day is about, a tribute to those who have given their lives in service to our country. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.